The Kenai River has been pulled off the state's list of polluted waterways, and the agency responsible for the listing, the Department of Environmental Conservation, is crediting local groups for making it happen. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story.
In its 2006 integrated report, which details pollution rates in waterways all over the state, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation put the Kenai River in Category 5.
5 is kind of the worst category. 5 is when we first do our testing and we find the problem. And then it moves to Category 4A or 4B once there's a plan to help. Cleanup's not a good word, but help to remediate whatever the problem was. So that's what they've been working on the last couple of years. And then now it's the Category 2 because it's meeting a lot of standards, attaining the standards for that area.
That's DEC Public Outreach Coordinator Tim Hoffman. He says that in the case of the Kenai River, the issue was the amount of petroleum in the water, the bulk of which was discovered to be coming from high-polluting, yet popular, two-stroke boat motors. In 2008, two-stroke motors were banned on the Kenai River through the high-use month of July. Hoffman says the effort to ban the motors took a coordinated effort between various state agencies, local authorities, the Kenai Watershed Forum, and the Kenaitse Indian Tribe.
Here in the D.C. Division of Water, we don't have the authority to ban any type of boats or anything like that. So what we did is work with DNR, Fish and Game, and the local tribe. Once they identified that problem, and it was mainly the two strokes to try to get a large amount of those motors off the river. I think the tribe had a rebate to help folks buy motors, and then DNR and Fish and Game were instrumental in, you know, enforcing the ban.
The Kenai Watershed Forum has been testing waters of the Kenai River for about 10 years, according to Executive Director Robert Ruffner. Ruffner says the impact of the two-stroke motor ban on Kenai River water quality has been dramatic.
It looks like, you know, we're looking at something like a 70% reduction in the amount of fuel that winds up in the water as a result of these clean motor regulations.
Beginning in 2013, two-stroke motors will be banned year-round in a special management area of the river from the Warren Ames Bridge up to Kenai Lake. Ruffner and Hoffman both called the Kenai River cleanup a success story. Hoffman says the state could not have done it without local help.
It was a total sort of community solution. That's what we look for, is total community solution and not just government saying how we should do something.
The DEC integrated report is required by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and is published every 2 years. This year's report does not contain the results of a recent unrelated DEC test that found elevated levels of the bacteria Enterococci at the North Kenai Beach at the end of Spruce Street. Hoffman says more testing is needed there to tell whether the presence of the bacteria, the cause of which is not yet known, is a long-term problem or not. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.